Recorded.
Hello, and welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Karen Terry. I am also known as the Full-Time Woman. Thank you for attending this teleseminar titled The Balancing Act, How to Walk the Line Between Family and Career. I appreciate your being on the call today. Thank you very much. We only have a short amount of time together today, so I will try to give you as much information as I can in the time allotted, and then at the end of the call, I will tell you how to get more from me. So what I want to do is tell you a little bit about myself first, and then I will tell you what we're going to cover on this call. So who am I? My name is Karen Terry. I'm a certified life coach and a business and career coach. I specialize in helping people transition out of full-time jobs into the world of entrepreneurship. I also work with existing business owners, new and fairly new business owners, to help them grow their business. Many people, particularly women, want to go out on their own in order to gain the flexibility of their own business that an 80-hour work week does not afford. However, they don't necessarily know how to do it, and that's where I come in. Before I started coaching, I had my own business for 12 years. I was successfully self-employed as a top-rated, highly respected, and sought-after certified software instructor in a high-tech field. Boy, that's a mouthful. I traveled extensively nationwide teaching computer software classes, but I was exhausted and I was burned out, and I desperately wanted a new career. But during this time, what I noticed is that after a class, many female students would approach me and say, I'm thinking about starting a family, and I would like to have more flexibility in my life. And then they would say, you know, Karen, you have your own business. You teach computer software classes. How did you get started? How do you do what you do? Can you help me get started? And I noticed that these types of questions were coming up more and more often. So I would sit down and talk with these women, sometimes over lunch or after class, and I had a small page of notes for them containing ideas and a checklist of how to start a business. And over time, that page of notes grew into enough material for me to write a book titled Full-Time Woman, Part-Time Career, which went on to win an Axiom Business Book Award. So I was coaching informally before I even knew what coaching was. And since then, I have coached many women on how to start their own business. I pursued my life coaching certification because while I could help people start a business and I knew how to do that, I was really more of a business consultant at that time. And what I didn't realize is that there were a lot of other issues that cropped up when women were talking about leaving a corporate job, and that's all they had ever known. So some of these issues were fear, mostly the fear of leaving that steady paycheck behind. There were also some self-esteem or self-confidence issues in some cases, and also a mindset shift of transitioning from being an employee to being an entrepreneur where you must make all of the decisions yourself. All of these are basically emotional aspects of a transition that I was ill-prepared to address at the time. Today, I offer a unique blend of life coaching skills, business experience, and strategy to my clients in order to help women through these unique issues. And since that time, I have also co-authored another book titled Entrepreneur Extraordinaire. So on this call today about work-life balance, we will cover many issues that are unique to women. We will cover the most difficult issue women face once they begin working, the three unexpected things that can happen if you wait too long to have a family, and finally, three options women have in the workplace once they do decide to have a family. So now let's talk about you. Whether you are a working mom struggling with a full-time job or considering the idea of leaving your full-time job, if you're engaged or married and you're thinking about starting a family in the future, or you're single and just getting started in your career, or if you're a grandmother, there will be something in this seminar for you if you fit into any of those categories, and I think that about covers the whole spectrum of women and where they are in different places in their lives, then there will be something in this talk for you. So let's get started. First of all, everything in life is a choice. Think of all the choices you make every day. Some are mundane, like what to eat for lunch. Others are monumental decisions like who to marry or what to do with your life as far as a career that will impact the rest of your life. But for women in particular, we face many decisions that men simply don't. If you're a young career woman who hasn't had kids yet, it may seem like you have all the time in the world to have children so you can focus on your career. But is that really true? Well, we will explore that a little later on in this call. It's a tough choice to make, having a family versus having a career. If you miss out on having kids, that's a decision that will impact the rest of your life. But if you do choose to have kids, that's also a decision that will impact the rest of your life. Children are wonderful, they're blessings, but let's face it, they can also be annoying and inconvenient at times. And I say that with a loving heart. Having a family is typically an adjustment for most women, particularly career-oriented women. However, having said that, some of the happiest times of my life have been with my family and as a proud mom. I have a beautiful 7-year-old daughter and a 3-year-old son. They are both such joys to me. And on top of that, I have met people I never would have met if I had chosen not to have children. Some of my best friends now are moms of my children's friends, and they have enriched my life because I know them. So this is a difficult decision that women face in the workplace. And if you think about some highly successful women, they either don't have kids or they waited to have children until they were already established in their career. So let's look at a few examples. The first one is Oprah Winfrey. Obviously, she is an extremely successful businesswoman who has never had children. And I believe that this is probably one of the reasons why she has been so successful, because she is very driven and she has never had the distraction of having a family. Another example is Jennifer Lopez, who is a multi-talented actress and singer who had twins at age 39, and other successful women have adopted children later in life. So if you have a successful career and you wait to have children, it can lead to other things that are often unexpected. If you are new in your career and just starting out, it may seem that you have all the time in the world to have a family, but that may not be the case. So there is really no good time to have a family. And there are three things that can happen when you wait to start a family. The first thing is that some women run right smack dab into the wall of infertility, and believe me, it is a wall. They are unable to get pregnant. After spending many years on birth control, many women thought, oh, I'll just get off the pill or whatever form of birth control they're using, and I'll get pregnant the next month. They thought it was going to be easy to get pregnant. But infertility can happen at any time. It can happen in your 20s, it can happen in your 30s, and more commonly at age 40 or your upper 30s. But it can happen at any time. It happens to women at all ages. Infertility treatment is also expensive and stressful, not to mention mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially draining. It is expensive. And infertility treatment is not guaranteed. You only have about a 25% chance of getting pregnant after you have an IVF cycle, and that's about the same percentage chance as a normal, healthy couple has when they try to have a baby each month. Most people who have never experienced infertility treatment only have a superficial understanding of it. If you run into this in your life, you really need an experienced coach or counselor who can understand the medical terminology and the emotions surrounding IVF and infertility treatment. I am a coach who has dealt with the pain of infertility treatment, as I had my children via IVF when I was 36 and 41, respectively. The second unexpected thing that can happen with a pregnancy that happens or occurs later in life is the increased risk of autism and Down syndrome. Now, this is another unexpected thing, and while there is a prenatal test for Downs, there is not a prenatal test for autism, and autism rates in the last 2 years have absolutely skyrocketed. No one is really sure why. There are a lot of theories out there, but today autism will occur in approximately 1 in 110 babies, and for boys, the chance is even higher. Boys have a higher chance of autism than girls. The chance is 1 in 70. So you don't want to wait too long. Raising a child with autism or Downs is much more expensive than the typical cost of raising other children. The third thing is that, and this is also unexpected, if you wait until your upper 30s to have a child, you may discover that you love being a mom so much that you want to have another child, but by then it may be too late. And that's what happened to me. That's why I had my son at age 41. The later in life you have children, the less time there is during your years of life to enjoy them and to have more. So you really don't want to wait too long. And many women wonder how long they should wait to have children if their career is successful, and what will happen to their career if they do have a child. And these are the kinds of issues that I coach women through all the time, as well as business and career issues. So if you choose to go ahead and have a family, there are a couple of things that can happen. Number one, the marriage or relationship with your significant other, no matter how equal it was prior to the baby, all of a sudden it is not very equal anymore. Women, by biological nature, do more, which means your career can suffer and get put on the back burner. Having a newborn is a tremendous amount of work. Also, we're the mom, and once your child gets older and becomes involved in activities, then you are the chauffeur and the chaperone, and you tend to get involved as a homeroom parent or the Girl Scout leader, et cetera. Now, I'm not complaining about any of this because I do those things and I love it. But that also brings us to point number two, and that is it's easy to get sucked into these activities, and when that happens, your career does tend to take a back seat. It's easy to lose your independence, financial and otherwise, once you have kids, and that can be really tough, especially for a career-oriented woman. And so now we're going to talk about three options you have in the workplace once you do have children. So there are a few. The first one is to stay in a full-time job. And this is doable, but it's very difficult to do. It puts your child's needs it puts your needs over your child's needs. And that's fine for some women. And those who work full-time often have a difficult time juggling their home and career. Some are fortunate because they have their moms who live in the same town, and the grandmothers are more than ready and willing to help out, and those who have that situation are very blessed. Others hire nannies. And what I have seen is that for those women who work full-time and they work for a corporation and the corporation pays very well, they often feel like they own your time. So it's very difficult to have any flexibility in this way. On top of that, many times the more you do for a company and the harder you work, it seems like the less you are appreciated. So that can be tough to take at a job as well. And I want to give you a couple of examples here. I had a client call me up the other day, and she was in tears. And I asked her what was wrong, and she had asked her boss if she could take the day off to attend a career day and present at her child's school. And the boss had said no. And that was very, very difficult for her as a mom. You know, she wanted to participate in her child's activities and do this, and the boss said no. So we talked about it a while, and I wish she had called me before she had asked the boss, because we could have come up with some strategies and some ways to get a yes instead of a no, and, done some creative out-of-the-box thinking. So that's one example. The second example is a client of mine who – she has a very high-powered career. She is manager of the Malaysian division for one of the big companies here in Houston, and she travels to very exotic places, Australia and Kuala Lumpur, et cetera. But she has missed a lot of her child's life. She's missed dance recitals and school plays and things like that, and that's been really hard for her and for her child. You know, her daughter doesn't really understand it at the age she's at. So she's looking at other options at this point. So staying in a full-time job, while it does work for some women, it's very difficult for others. So what is the second option? The second option is to work part-time. Now, I am an advocate of part-time work. I mean, I wrote the book, Full-Time Woman, Part-Time Career. But does part-time work really work? Well, yes and no. Let's explore that a little bit. According to a 2008 CareerBuilder.com survey, 44% of women said they would work part-time to take a pay cut if they could work part-time and spend more time with their kids. and this was down from 52% in 2006. So why the downturn? Well, it turns out there are some drawbacks to part-time work. The first thing is that part-timers are not perceived as serious by their coworkers who do work full-time. And because of that, there's a certain stigma that's associated sometimes with part-time work. The second thing is that because you're not as visible on a daily basis, so you're not thought of when people are looking for people to work on high-profile projects. You're not there. It's out of sight, out of mind. You don't have a presence in the office, so you're not thought of. And when you're not thought of for high-profile projects or for really project work at all, your career really can't advance. And third is when you go part-time, the lack of structure of a part-time job can feel like freedom at first, but then the job itself can actually become a lower priority than the well-being of the children, and it can become even easier to put the child's needs and activities ahead of the job, which goes back to what I said earlier about losing yourself in your children's activities. Now, I have known many women, and some are clients, who once the part-time work starts to kind of dwindle down to quarter time, that's when they conclude that it just isn't worth it to work anymore at all. And part-time work does work, but there's a 2 to 5 year window of time on it. And after that, mothers start to get restless. They either need to return to full-time work or just quit completely, as I mentioned. So a lot of moms, when their child turns 5, they stay home for 5 years, and when their child turns 5, that's when they go to kindergarten, they want to go back to work full-time. The third option is self-employment. Now, through my coaching, I work with a lot of women who want to leave corporate America or a full-time job in another organization. They are tired of the 60 to 80-hour work weeks, but because working for someone else is all they've ever known, they don't know how or where to start. So as a coach, this is what I do best. Within my coaching practice, I offered a structured program called Make the Leap. It helps people set up businesses and leave their full-time jobs. And the system works for stay-at-home moms, people who have been laid off, and or people who are in between jobs who decide they would rather start a business than continue their job search. So if that sounds like you and you would like to talk to me, I'll give you some information about how to do that at the end of the call. Now, I could give you some tips on how to start a business, but that's a whole other talk in and of itself. So what I'm going to do is just stay on track here and ask you, do you want to be there for your kids, or do you want to have a high-powered career, or would you rather have kind of a mix of both? And I want to close out this call by taking some questions from the listeners who are on the call. I see some questions here on the web chat. And first up is a question from Terry. Hi, Terry. The question is, I want to leave my job, but I'm afraid to do so. Well, first of all, I understand that. That is a very common, natural emotion to experience. That's where a coach can help you. Fear of leaving your job and leaving that steady paycheck behind is the most common thing that I see in terms of coaching clients. Many women think that they can start a business, and then when their income gets to the level of their corporate job, that they can go ahead and quit their job. But then they're surprised to find out that often it doesn't really work that way. Usually it takes a full-time effort to build up your business to the level that you want or need, and furthermore, your income will only rise to the level of effort that you put into it, and you can't have 2 full-time jobs at the same time. That's impossible. So you can't really build up your income to the level of the corporate income until you make that leap and quit the corporate job. So it's kind of a catch-22 situation. And through my program, I have a structured system that guides clients on all the steps needed to create a business, including getting a few clients, which is actually an amazing self-confidence booster. And once people have the confidence that they're going to have clients when they go out on their own and leave their job, then they realize that they can get more clients and their self-confidence rises. And here's another question from Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne. She asks, how long does it typically take to prepare to start a business? And I actually think those are 2 different questions, so let's break it up. So first, there is a 6-month to 2-year startup phase after you start out, which is typically when most businesses fail during the first 2 years. Now, having said that, many times businesses fail because the owner gives up because they're not seeing results. But if you have persistence and you stick with it, you can get the results you're looking for. Now, how long does it take to prepare to start a business? That's kind of a different question. That can take a month, up to 6 months, et cetera, depending on how ready you are to do the prep work and how much time you have to do it. People who have been laid off, I have found, are very motivated to get the work done. And here's one more question. This is the last one I'll take here. How do I know when it's time to quit my job? Well, there are several answers to this question. First of all is you will have a feeling about it. You will kind of know. That inner voice will tell you. Second, you can work with a coach who can help you determine when that time is near, because an objective coach can see things you can't. And you, third, you will be getting busier in your business. Now, that's a key indicator. So thank you for all your questions. I'm going to go ahead and close out this call. I would like to offer you a complimentary strategy session. If you're dealing with any of these issues and you would like to further explore them with me, then please email me at Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fulltimewoman.com. I would love to hear from you if you've been thinking about starting your own business or you're dealing with any of these issues, infertility or otherwise. I would love to hear from you. And I hope you enjoyed this call and the information that I've shared today. If so, please let your friends know about this free download so they can hear the call along with my free report, the 10-step Getting Started Guide for Leaving a Full-Time Job, available on my website, which is fulltimewoman.com. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/fulltimewoman. Please go like my page and follow me on Twitter at fulltimewoman. Thank you very much, and I hope to hear from you soon. Bye-bye now.